This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The governor of northern Ukraine's Kharkiv province says Russian shelling has destroyed 5 homes and killed 1 person in town about 30 kilometers from the Russian border. As VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains, it's just one of the areas under siege in Ukraine.
Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov said Moscow's forces had destroyed several Ukrainian infantry vehicles and killed soldiers in the Donetsk region.
During the ongoing active operations of the units of the southern group of troops, airstrikes and artillery fire, up to 490 Ukrainian servicemen were killed and wounded per day.
The Russian Defense Ministry also released what it said were images of Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu inspecting a command post in the Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says there would be consequences if China sends weapons to Russia for Moscow's war in Ukraine, but he's fairly optimistic that Beijing will refrain from doing so. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Jordan to begin a three-country Mideast visit aiming to reassure key allies of American commitment to the region.
The Pentagon chief, who arrived in Amman on Sunday, is expected to press Israeli leaders to reduce tensions in the West Bank and work to strengthen ties and talks with Egyptian leaders while touching on human rights concerns. The United States has about 30,000 troops in the region and is seen as pivotal in helping counter Iranian influence. Retired U.S. Marine Corps General Frank McKenzie, who headed American forces in the Middle East until last year, said the region is significant to the United States.